Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven,
this is Betty Harris, one and only. Betty Harris of the Seed of Prosperity. There's only one Betty Harris of the Seed of Prosperity, that is for sure now. You might see a lot of Seed of Prosperity, but is there only one Betty Harris of the Seed of Prosperity Ministry? I thank the Lord for this opportunity to come before you all on this spring day. It's springtime, you all. Isn't that a blessing? I'm so happy it's still performing this springtime. And I was thinking about last year when fall was coming in. I said, oh, I got a long haul ahead of me. Wintertime got to come, the snow and the ice. But I thank the Lord I made it through the fall, through the winter. Thank the Lord this is springtime. Thank the Lord, a new beginning. Time to get things together. Oh, but take it, throw it all away, put it up, hide it, lock it up. It's time for to bring the new stuff out, the first stuff, a new start, a new beginning, new way of looking things. Don't look back, look forward. See the prosperity broadcast. Coming to you from Memphis, Tennessee. On the Sunday evening, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I'm dealing with this. That is a bad neighborhood. Oh, yes, Lord. A bad neighborhood. You know how we do. That's a bad neighborhood. You know, you're to move in a neighborhood. What he said, what? They don't recognize Hickory Hill anymore. Bodley, Harvey, Cadore, Germantown, Lakeland. Oh, you're to move on out. Of the ghetto. You done left the ghetto. Your nose all up in the air. Nose all in there. Ooh, all them crime, all that crime and stuff. Ooh, I'm scared to even walk down the street. Okay, the ghetto. Everybody left. Somebody left. Yeah, we all want a nice place. We all want a nice house. We all want a location. But look back and think about the people that left in the ghetto, left in a bad neighborhood. You think they don't want to get out too? Well, you think God doesn't have people in a bad neighborhood? Everybody in a bad neighborhood bad? You think God not concerned about people in a bad neighborhood? What? Yeah, it's bad. But who caused it bad? The drug dealer? The rapist? The pimp? All out there, who caused it? The children, are the parents raising the children from the get-go? Look, the daddy in jail, the son in jail, the grandson in jail. Wait a minute. What a teaching of God. What a teaching. And the church in the move. What a power. The spirit gone. That praying ground, you done prayed over and everything. Y'all gone. You all have gone. The church gone. Oh, that's a bad area. That's bad neighborhood. That's bad neighborhood. Oh, my Lord. And what about the Lord? You think y'all just gonna leave him by, leave him down there? The bad neighborhood. The bad neighborhood. Bad neighborhood. You know, that for some of us, you know, we wouldn't care about nothing. Well, you know, this and that. Bad neighborhood. It's bad. Have your nose all up in the air. Okay, let me say. Bad neighborhood. Let me play this song. But the storm is over. Praise the Lord. Let me play another song. Is this bad neighborhood? How about the bad neighborhood? Y'all know how y'all do. You all do. Nose up in the air.
My lips wouldn't lie. My heart was broken, but I was too sad to even cry.
Do you hear me?
Yet I had to stand my test. I had to take the pain. Tried to make me a happy face. Oh, but there was too much rain.
I was in a tunnel. I couldn't see the light. Whenever I looked up, I couldn't see the sky. No, no. Sometimes when I'm standing, it feels like I've been running for miles. My heart could be crying, dead in the middle of a smile. Oh,
then I climbed the hills and saw the mountains.
Yes, you did.
How it helped, 'cause I was lost.
And then I felt a strong. My battle, all hope's gone.
Nowhere to turn.
Downtown in a rush crowd, but feeling all alone. Every now and then I felt like I would lose my mind. I've been racing for years, y'all, but still no finish line. But no.
Then I climbed the hill and saw.
Thank you.
so I'm dealing with that is a bad neighborhood. And remember, one time the neighborhood wasn't bad. No, the neighborhood wasn't bad all the time. We made it bad. No, you don't raise your children, pet them and all. It's lazy. You won't let your son cut the grass and you won't tell them about Jesus and the mama doesn't go to church. Sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. But most of the time, the daddy doesn't go. You know? That was nice place. And we were all these bad elements. But you know what? The same neighborhood that you said so bad. So big developers come in and take all the bad element out and build it up. And you know what we do? We go back down there and buy houses. And we buy apartments, get those apartments, and live in those apartments and those condominiums. The same bad neighborhood you left out of. Ooh, you go right back. Those developers, how they develop up that place and didn't have it looking nice. Same with my Beale Street. On why Beale Street was shoot. They told it was Beale Street was bad. Shoot. Now Beale Street is supposed to be something else now. Better not be on the 4th of July and everything. On weekends, Beale Street full. You know, they used to be full now because of the epidemic. Yeah, bad neighborhood. Oh, my Lord. Oh, Oh, my Lord. Yeah, that's a bad neighborhood. Bad neighborhood. Oh, my Lord. Let me see. I can get off of here now. Oh, my Lord. Yeah. And, we don't think about the people in the bad neighborhood. Some people can't do it about it. They can't do it about it. And you know what? And every time you get a bad neighborhood, look like every time you get into a better neighborhood, look like you say, ooh, there's two ghettos now. Ooh, this place is getting bad now. I got to move. How many times can you move? How many times can you move? Every time things get bad, how many times can you move? So you know what? The bad element following you. Because you know what? So the neighbor, when they finally get able, they want nice places too. And they follow you, the bad element. That drug dealer, some drug dealer in a nice place, nice home. But still a drug dealer. They are in nice home. Oh, this is nice area, huh? That drug dealer living next door to you. Mm-hmm. Never know when they're going to come in that neighborhood, the mother drug dealer, a wall, and be shooting up everything. And you're in your nice neighborhood. So you better seek the Lord. And you know what? And don't keep your nose up in the air. Be armor. Bad neighborhood. I'm leaving these folks. And the thing is, you don't even look back. You don't even look back. No, bless them people back there. Bless them. Save them. You don't even think about them. Well, you know, I don't want to drive around there. Yeah, it's bad. But who made it bad? All the anointing going out the neighborhood. The prayer warriors gone. Ooh. God people gone. Well, we're going to another place. So that's a bad neighborhood. Look. You mean everybody? God sent everybody out of these bad neighborhoods? God sent all these churches out of these bad neighborhoods? All these churches got to go? Well, you know it's bad over here. It's getting so bad. I'm telling you, what type of God are we serving? Yes, what type of God are we serving? Where the prayer was? Where the prayer? Against the devil coming in and walking up and down the street, robbing and stealing and raping and killing and everything. Where? And then who? Then you look in the news, on the news, you see somebody in a nice neighborhood and shot their wife or shot their husband. Right there in that fine neighborhood, paying all that money. Whoa. We don't have that down in this neighborhood. Oh, yes, you do. Any place that is not in the midst of you, something to have the devil, something to be in anywhere. The devil everywhere. You can't run. Shoot. That's why you have so many burglar alarms and how to do this and how to do that and they're stealing packages off your porch in nice neighborhood, stealing packages off the porch. That's what you expect to do in bad neighborhood, not a nice, clean, sweet smelling neighborhood. You know, you don't expect that. You better get all this stuff to the Lord. Your mind ain't hot. We move out of these bad neighborhoods and lead them to the drug dealers, the rapists, the lawless, and et cetera, and et cetera. We don't look back. No, we don't look back at all. I'm not studying them. Mm-mm. We don't pray back. We don't pray back. And we don't see back. But is the Lord pleased with this? Praise the love of God in you. In heaven, some of the one that you turn your nose up to are going to be the one that's going to be in heaven, but not you. Be careful how you turn your nose up. Oh, she's living in a bad neighborhood. Moving away, but don't turn your nose at them, because some of them are not. Some of them cannot do any better. Don't pray about it. Some of them don't. Some of them can't do better. Some of them cannot do any better. But we don't care about that. Yeah. We don't care about that. Bad neighbor. We want people breaking in your house. Yeah. They broke in my house over there about 2 times. And the man said, I said, well, I don't know, move. Well, you know, you can't get away. No, I can't get away, but I move when God told me to move. If God tell you to move, you move. Now, I don't care what. You know, you can't run from the devil. So the devil, there where you go. But if he tell you to move, you move. And that's what I did. I moved. And he meant business. He told me to get out to the apartment. And I did. But I've been praying for a house for 25 years. So he put me in the house. And I've been in this house 20 years. You right. Been in this house 20 years. And you try to follow the obey of the Lord. Yes. Move. Bad neighborhood. Yes. Bad neighborhood. They're supposed to do these people in the kind of way, got their nose up in the air. And shoot, you get in these fine homes, you'd be surprised what's going on in these fine neighborhoods and fine homes. They've been their wives, they've been their husbands and everything. They said domestic and violence have increased. The sense of epidemic. Domestic violence has increased. That means it's not only in the bad neighborhood, it's some of these rich neighborhoods. The husband beating the wife, it's the wife beating the husband. One of the two. In this good neighborhood. The devil don't care who you are, where you live. He find you. And sometimes he meets you right there when you think you have gotten away. Ooh, I don't have to worry about the breaking in and this and that. What did the people do in Washington, D.C.? They look like a bunch of heathens. You see how they breaking windows and attacking the policemen? Now, who would have thought that? Who would have thought it? Now, it looks bad. If that's something you look for, you can think about in the ghetto. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, I don't want to live down there. Ooh, it's so bad. Ooh, look at that. Ooh, I don't even want to drive my car down there. I don't see they moving. That violence they saw. I don't see they moving in the offices. I don't see they moving going somewhere else. I see they still there. I see they still there. And it was ridiculous. I said, look at that. I'm just saying, Lord, look at that. I mean, they were breaking windows and stuff. Offices and everything gets tied up in Washington, D.C. That's where the president is. Did you consider that a bad neighborhood? Did y'all say, it's rough. So be careful. Be careful. Yes, I'm dealing with bad neighbor. Yes. You can do this poor people bad. Don't even pray for them. and don't even think about them and everything. And then they move, the churches move out somewhere, and the people can't even get away to church. So some churches, some churches don't have buses. But now since everybody's zooming out and streaming, you know, it's much better so, so people can get where they can hear it on the internet, on their phone, on the TV, and then on the, internet computer. So God had worked that out. God had worked it out. And just pray for the people in these ghettos that are having problems. Pray that the angels come walking up and down that neighborhood. The Lord will prevail. The Lord will prevail. The Lord will move in their behalf. Yeah, you feel sorry for them. Come and have a hard time. They're having a hard time. They want to move out. They want to move out. Yeah, these drug dealers taking over. Pray on these drug dealers taking over the neighborhood. Just leave these people by themselves. Well, you know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to deal with healing scriptures. I'm speaking about healing. I'm reading some healing scriptures today. Praise the Lord. People sick in their body. Yeah, they sick in their body. Praise the Lord. And you sick in your body, too. Yeah, go to tune me in. I thank the Lord. Oh, Lord, we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Take this broadcast and use it for your glory, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those that are tuning in, bless them, Lord. Bless them, bless them, bless them. Move in their behalf, Father. Those in the bad neighborhood, encourage their heart, Lord. You let them know you still love them. You still love them. In the name of Jesus, put your shield of protection around them, Lord. Send your angels. Let them roam up and down the street, the neighborhood, Lord. In the name of Jesus, move in that neighborhood, Lord. Move, Lord, for them. Encourage the heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Make a way for them. Make a way, Lord. Make a way. Some places they got to go, Lord, to get the bus. Lord, they don't have transportation like they want to. Oh, things have moved out of the neighborhood, so the neighborhood's so bad. But, Lord, bless them with transportation to get to the drugstore to get their medicine, Lord. Get to the grocery store so they can get their grocery, Lord. And have people to bless them with rides to the grocery store, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. They're having a hard time. Some of them having a hard time getting back and forth to the store, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Some of my elderly people, they don't have a way. They don't have a way. They don't have a way. In the name of Jesus. Move in their behalf, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. We're going to deal with the healing scripture. My Lord, people sick in their body. They're sick in their body. There's not nobody care for them. My Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Everybody. Yeah, I'm dealing with bad neighborhood. I have been around people with their nose up in the air. Their nose up in the air. Oh, we not going to deal with a sinner nose up in the air. We're dealing with saint nose up in the air. But they nose all up in there. You may try to down me and have a little attitude, try to have a little slurry mod at me in my house. And then she can even maybe $300,000 house. I'm not trying to compete with somebody with a $300,000 house now. And they gonna she gonna have a little celebrity model. I pick it up because she in about a $300,000 house and everything. And mine's, you know, it's a house. I thank the Lord for. You experienced that. But people didn't think they had moved up. And I knew the time that they didn't have nothing either. They didn't have nothing. They were pinching pennies left and right. Don't have her nose up at me. Yeah, she did. Mm-hmm. But who cares? Who cares? But, you know, they show you how people would do you. Then when they move out the neighborhood, you know, they get to up there. Also up there. Head all up in the air. This and that. Mm-hmm. And hug and run around. Yeah, don't put your nose up at me. You hug and run around. You know something? You're going to put your nose up at me? because you get live in a $300,000 house or more, and he gonna snare your nose up at me, and you got a horse husband. Oh no, You need to get somewhere. No, you need to get somewhere to be praying. I'm that whoremonger. That's what you need to do. Showing up. That's exactly what I said. Exactly what I said. So you have to be careful how you put your nose up in the air over people. Look at your life. Look at your life. Yeah. That's it. You know, no compassion, no nothing. And my house is better than yours, or you live in the ghetto, I shouldn't have my nose up at you. I should treat you as my sister and as my brother and pray for you. Pray for you. No. This is a nose up. That's why things are bad as it is. No, that's why it turn off on you. No, that's why people not being healed and delivered and saved and set free. No, we say so much mess. Instead of us praying, well, we got to criticize and talk about one another and laugh at one another and get on the phone and you know, and boast about this and boast about that. Boasting don't mean anything. All this violence going on and then people dying left and right. Who can you, how can you boast on sin, boast because you got this, got that? You never know where death lies. My Lord, my Lord. I had a friend that died. My Lord, my Lord. I just found out she was dead. But about 2 days ago, and she died in November. Isn't that something? Oh, took me for a loop. You know? People die. And sometimes you don't know they're dead. Then 2 or 3 months later, whoa, your friend or somebody close to you or you've been knowing them for years. Yeah, no, you need to stop with our nose up in the air. Thank the Lord for how he has blessed you. How he blessed you. Thank the Lord. Everybody not been blessed. You know, everybody not blessed like you. God, you know, some people blessed more than others, but make sure you got Jesus. That's what you be blessed for. Make sure you got Jesus. That's the main thing. That's number one. Make sure you saved and got the Christ in your life, because you're going to need him. You gonna need him, my Lord, my Lord. Yeah, no, I don't have time for that. I'm not tired of putting my nose up at people. I don't have time for it. Too much going on. Shoot, the enemy attacked me all kinds of ways. All kinds of ways the enemy attacked me. And you don't have nothing to have your nose up in that. Who are you? Have your nose up in that, people? And your husband running around, your wife running around. You gonna have your nose turned up in that? Oh, no. No. Yes. My Lord, that's it. I'm talking about that is a bad neighborhood. I mean, we just look at them bad neighborhoods. Don't drive your car down there. Well, I know it's bad. You don't drive your car down there. But have compassion. You don't have to drive your car down there. You don't have to live down there anymore. You don't have to even look that way. But can't you have compassion? Jesus had compassion. We don't have compassion on people. We don't have compassion. Just all yeah, just have compassion. I know they can't do any better, but Lord bless them. Did you say Lord bless them? No. Riding your nice Lincoln nice Mercedes and nice Toyota and new cars and stuff. Have compassion. Have compassion. The love of God. God had compassion. We'll be saved. He will nose up in the air. My Lord, my Lord. Let me hear the scripture. My Lord, my Lord. My Lord, my Lord. Oh, God. God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. Okay, Psalms 118 and 17. I shall not die, but live and declare the words of the Lord. That is Psalms 118 and 17. Okay, we got another one. Yeah, we need Jesus. Hallelujah, we need Jesus. Psalms 103, 1 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowned thee with long, who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfied thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Oh, yeah. Hey, we got to get down. We got to get through this thing. You all people? Okay. Oh. Let me see. Yeah, I got this. I've been trying to get this scripture. Matthew 6 chapters, the second and the fourth verse. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Back through the sixth chapter and the second through the fourth verse. Yeah, that's our problem. Excuse me. We try to serve two masters. The devil and God can't be. We can't do it. You either got to get on one side of the fence or you can't start on the fence. And that's our problem. We are starting the fence. Well, it don't take all that. It don't take all that. It take all that and more. You try to raise your children. Oh, it doesn't take all that. It take all that and more. I don't want the children raised like I've been raised. It take all that and more. My mother did this. And my daddy would let me do this. Mm-hmm. They turn out to be better children. Yeah, maybe they might have been a little bit sicker, but you still land living. These days, the children cuss the mommy and the dad out and keep on going. Cuss the mommy and the dad out, keep on going. Still in high school. They still in high school. Can't say nothing to them. Can't say nothing to these children. Can't say a word to them. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord. They always. You can't say nothing to them. They slap you up. They set you out. Not only do they set you out, they crush you out. We don't have a son. I might be going another way than I've been doing. But that's the way the ball bounces. Let me see. Oh, my Lord. We're going to have another son, praise the Lord. All right. Here we go. With this son, praise the Lord. I'm waiting for you to come on.
Them that's got shall get. Them that's not shall lose. For the Bible says, and it still is news, Mama may have, Papa may have, God bless the child that got his own, that's got his own. Well, the strong gets more, while the weak ones fade. If their pockets don't ever make the grain, oh no, Mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless a child that can stand up anywhere and say, I've got my own. Money's gone, and all of the spending in,
much relations will give you. Crust of bread and such. Now you can help yourself. Oh, but don't think it's gonna take too much. No, no, Mama may have. And Papa may have. But God bless a child. It's always a child that can say, I've got my own. Oh, I've got my own.
Yes, Lord. This is Cedar Prosperity Broadcast. Bring the Cedar Prosperity Broadcast. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Okay, you can write me. You can call this number if you want to call in. 347-850-1971. 347-850-1971. You can call in and listen to me. You can hold the line. You can, if you want to say something, you can. If you need special prayer, you can. I'm live. Every Sunday, come on live until I get off from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. My God, my God. You can write me at Post Office Box 751603, P.O. Box 751603, Memphis, Tennessee, 38175. Cedar Prosperity, and you write to Evangelist Betty Harris. God gave me the broadcast in the 80s. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Gave it to me in the 80s. It spoke to get your broadcast in the 80s. And just what I did, but all here broke loose now. Lord Jesus. Women have a hard time. Men give women a hard time in the ministry because they want to rule and they want to take over. Well, women, they talking about women like they nothing but dogs and cows and cows and sheep and whatever. Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. They talk about women real bad. The men do. Talk about women real bad. And then some women get on the bandwagon. So-and-so. Oh, yes, they do. Give women a hard time in the ministry. And that should not be. That should not be. Doesn't make sense. God gave everything to the men? No, not the word of God. Yes. I had a hard time. A hard time. Man, look at me like I was crazy. Yeah, you can tell folks talk about you. Standardize your name. Oh, you know it. You know it. But I'm still on. But I got to see the prosperity. And that was in the 1980s. That was a long time. And this is 2021. See who you talk to me. When you said, talk back to me. I'm telling you the truth. And you're true. I still got it. I'm still got to see the prosperity broadcast. I still got it. Shoot. You know what I was reading? Let me see. Today. And said, yeah, I was listening to this preacher today on the internet. And he said that God, when God gives you something a lot of time, you try to go back and tell the old heads, you know, tradition people. But, you know, we do it traditionally this way. We don't do it that way. This is the way we do it. He said they would, they would not accept it at all. Well, you know, I was shocked. Oh, no, they don't pray about it. No, we don't do it like that. You don't come over to me. I got this broadcast. I need to come over to me and look. So men want to do my wine, and the women want a husband. And how can you fight against them? Okay. I didn't fight against them getting married. I didn't fight against them getting a husband or wife. No. God told me, you get you a broadcast. And that's what I did. Now, I didn't fight them getting married. Uh-uh. Thank the Lord for them. I gave them a present. Whatever. But, honey, we know tradition. You know, no, that's for the men. Uh-uh. God is what? That's for the men. No, see, you can't get over the men. This is, now you're the woman now. It's for the men to have it. Uh-uh. You right. I gave it all I had. Whoa, you right. And I know God told me, and he's going to tell me, you know, there's the way, you know, the men supposed to do that, and the women can't do this. Now the men, see, it's for the men. Well, all right. Let the men get them broadcasts. I didn't have nothing about the men getting them broadcasts. They didn't want one. They want them a woman. And the men and women want them a man. God said, you get your broadcast. What's the difference? You got your husband. You got your wife. He told me, get your broadcast. Now, what am I supposed to do? Just hop up and get married anyway? Well, no, look, I want to marry you like the rest of them do. God said, you have to get you. Get you a broadcast. I'm sending you a broadcast. Oh, yeah. And some of them got married, divorced, and everything. Get away from me. You better learn the voice of the Lord. You had to go get the grain, y'all. Had to go get the grain. When God tell women, when God tell you to do something, you had to go get the grain. Just be sure God told you to do it. Those old heads will destroy you, and they would scandalize your name and put you on State Street. I'm telling you the truth. You have to fast and pray and cry out to the Lord. Yeah. Sure do. You really do. I'm talking about that as a bad neighborhood. Now, I don't know which way I'm going, but I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. Maybe not the way you want me to go, but this is the way I'm going today. Now, I don't know why God want me to go this way, but I'm going this way. I'm going this way. So this is the Seed of Prosperity broadcast. With Evangelist Betty Harris. And I can do it. You know, you're not some preacher say, this is my church. You don't do it here. You do what I say. This is the Seed of Prosperity. He gave it to me. I'm trying to go the way the Lord wants me to go. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Let me see. Let me read the most healing scripture. I need to pray. I need to pray. Some of y'all are sick in your body. Need to pray right now. Need to pray. I ain't put no mess today. No mess today. Real. Oh, my. Let me see. My Lord. People sick in their body. All right. Jeremiah 30 and the 17, for I will restore health unto you, and will heal thee of thy wounds, said the Lord. Okay. Nahum, N-A-H-U-M, 1 and 9, what do you imagine against the Lord? He would make an utter end affliction, shall not rise up the second time. Okay. Matthew 8, the second chapter, and the third verse, and behold, there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will be thy clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Then Matthew 8, the second and third chapter. Jesus put forth his hand and touch him. You know, touch him or put forth his hand. Just speak the word. We got to get on our job, people. Oh, my Lord. We're going to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the many blessings you have bestowed on my way, how you have kept me, and how you have shielded and protect me, and have you put your arms around me in the midnight hours. Oh, when I bow down head, how you raised my head up so many times. Father, in the name of Jesus, so many times I've been in my desk at work praying in my cubicle, Lord, asking you to help, helping you to bless. Father, in the name of Jesus, and I thank you. Let healing take place over this airway, Father, in the name of Jesus. You gave me this broadcast to pray and to speak, but people can be healed and people can be delivered, Lord, in the name of Jesus, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, in the name of Jesus. Everything not like you, I come against it. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood. Yes, Lord. It ain't. You got to go. You got to leave when I see, in the name of Jesus. Migraine headaches. I come against it. and then I see in the name of Jesus, healing problems. Oh, my. In the name of Jesus, arthritis, bronchitis, oh, rheumatism, rheumatoid arthritis, the crippling in the fingers and the hand, straighten it out, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak, straighten it out. Holy Spirit, touch those knuckles, touch those joints, in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch them, Father, in the name of Jesus. That back problem, the heaven back problem, touch that back, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the heaven back problem, heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, from the crown of the head to the sole of the feet. Ah, oh, yeah. Oh, none of y'all see from the neck down to the waist. Oh, that head, that back. I come against that spirit. They were attacking the back. In the name of Jesus, that stomach problem, digestion system, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yeah. See, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the leg problem, the knee problem, the hip problem, the joints. All kinds of cancer spirits, all kinds of tumors problems, or fibroid tumor, female problems, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Set free. Please the blood of Jesus. Every scar that needs to be healed, every wound that needs to be healed, I come against it. I speak healing to the body. Healing. And I see in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The eye problem, under the eye, I see in the name of Jesus. Oh, that mental problem, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch, Jesus. Those on the sound of my voice, as they go far and near in the atmosphere. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Touch, Holy Spirit. Move. In the name of Jesus. Fire in our sea. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. This virus, come against it, Lord. Lung problem, under the eye, see. The breathing problem, under the eye, see. And just the heart failure. That heart. Under the eye, see. The strength of the lungs. Oh, that breathing didn't come forth. That breathing of the Holy Spirit getting those lungs. And then I see in the name of Jesus, massage that heart. Oh, God. He knows in the name of Jesus that heart, the heart murmur, Lord. Oh, the pacemaker in the heart, Lord. Regulated. In the name of Jesus. That fibro tumor. Oh, this problem in the home, that marriage. I come with that marriage. The enemy wants to destroy that marriage in the name of Jesus. Oh, touch. Save the children. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Save, Lord. Save. Get in the midst of that home. Get in the midst of that marriage, Father. In the name of Jesus. Turn things around, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, let healing take place on the sound of my voice, Father. In the name of Jesus. No flesh be glorified, but you get the glory, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let them feel the anointing. Let them feel the power. Let them feel, Father, the anointing, Lord. In the name of Jesus, as the words come out of my mouth are not the words. Give me the words to say, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. I know how to see, and I know how. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. He knows. Touch, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, move in that finance, Father. Those finances, Lord. In the name of Jesus, touch, Lord. They need transportation. Higher. Oh, bring transportation, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, God. Name of Jesus, touch. In the name of Jesus, they cough. In the name of Jesus. Oh, those lungs. That breathing take forth. Breathe in the lungs, Father. Breathe in the lungs, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every wound, every cut, every lung, every scar, heal, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, they have feet problems in the name of Jesus. The ankle, the swelling in the knees. I go get the swelling and high blood pressure. Oh, cholesterol and I see. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're so good. We thank you. Lord, I thank you. You all we got, Lord. No matter what time, what goes. You all I got, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God, I feel you. He knows. I feel you, Lord. I see. I feel that praying this evening, Lord. I feel it. Oh, no, I see. In the name of Jesus. Touch, Lord. Oh, no, I see. Touch, Father. In the name of Jesus. I pray. Amen. And amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Thank you. Yes. Got it good. Yes, he is. Oh, God. Yes, he is. Let me see then. Oh, yeah, see. Yeah, Lord, you're so good. All right. Yeah, let that church see me. Oh, God.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says.
Say. Let the church
say,
That's the church told me. Just let the church say amen. All these songs I'm playing, I don't own copyright to these to this music, to any of these songs. I want the world to know I don't own any copyright to them. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yes, Lord. I thank the Lord. Let's play another song. I must go on. I must go on. Praise the Lord. Yes, God. It's so true. Oh, God.
Even though things don't always go my way, I've determined in my heart to always sing. I must go on in spite of the cost, for nothing would be a greater loss to be able to see him someday. I'm gonna see him face to face.
Getting a little scratchy. I might have to take this off the playlist. Getting scratchy. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But I can't complain because I have played enough. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Betty Harris bringing you the Seed of Prosperity broadcast from Memphis, Tennessee. Talking about, that is a bad neighborhood. How many of y'all have said that? That's a bad neighborhood. Don't you go over there. That's a bad neighborhood. You know, don't park here. Don't go there. Yeah. But one while it was never, you know, all these neighborhoods used to be a nice neighborhood there. So, you know, things started changing and stuff. But sin make a bad neighborhood. Sin, you want to do your own thing. You want to sell drugs and stuff. Pray against those drug dealers in this neighbor, in those neighborhoods. Scared to go out on the porch, drive by shooting. We got to pray. Keep praying. Whatever spirit has gripped this city, pray about this. Pray on it. Name of Jesus. Playing games around here. Playing games. My God. I'll be 24 hours a day. Somebody needs to be praying on their knees or wherever they can pray. Or where sitting now, you can pray. They need to be praying 24 hours a day. They need to be praying. They need to be praying. Somebody needs to be praying. Yeah, 24 hours a day. Don't get up. Wonder. Need to be a change reaction. 24 hours in a day needs to be praying 24 hours a day. That is exactly what we need to be doing. But we're not doing it. Somebody needs to be praying. Somebody not praying. There's enough people in Memphis to turn things around in this city. They're not praying and running their mouth. God knows what's going on. You can't fool the Holy Spirit. No, they're running their mouth. They're not praying. Prayer is hard work. Prayer is work, man. They even get up and pray for 5 minutes. Mm-mm. That's why I don't even like when you pray in the church. They said, well, we're going to have prayer before service. You don't have to say 30 minutes prayer before service. Unless you just don't have start the service then you have 2 minutes of prayer. Well, you call, we're going to come on our knees and pray 30 minutes, hour, shoot. By the time you get yourself together and get all them spirit off you, it's time to get up. By the time you get started and really start reaching up for the Lord, it's time to get up and start service. Now, I can deal with an hour, but I don't deal with a 30 minutes. Mm-mm. By the time you get to come, think about what happened on your job and what somebody said to you and what you got to do, you got to clear your mind. You got to have time to clear your mind. You got to have time to clear your mind. 30 minutes. You got to have time to have your mind, have to draw your mind, focus in on prayer, on the Lord. I mean, 30 minutes. We know they do, so, you know, they do what they want to do. That's their church. That's the way they want it. Fine. But now you have to worry about that because so many people at home, they're zooming in, zooming out. So that's it on that part. I want to go. Things have changed. Things have really changed around here. Things have really changed. This vibe has really changed things around. My Lord. That changed things around in a mighty way. Yes, sir. Oh, Lord, praise the Lord. Let me see. All right. You have another son. Oh. Yes, Lord. Yes, this is Vance Bitter Harry. Oh, may the Lord bless you really good.
Come on, put those hands together. Help me praise the Lord in here. Say, may the Lord God. May the Lord God bless you. He woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. Hey, may the Lord God bless you real. Look at somebody say, may the Lord God bless you real. I want Jesus to bless you.
the way is on the way. Praise the Lord. Yes. This is Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Talking about that is a bad neighborhood. So when y'all have said that and got the nose all up at the one living no bad neighborhood, some of them can't get out. Some of you all just could get out. My Lord, you know, but thank the Lord you're out. And don't look your nose down the door that in. And some of them can't get out. And some of them, God, don't want to, not going to let them get out. My Lord, there's a lot of people in these bad neighborhoods serving the Lord. Some of these folks in these well homes and stuff, that's the one we need to deal with, too. They're not serving God. No, they got material things. What did they say? They're trying to serve two masters. Money and man. Money and God. I had the thing. I had it written down, too. Praise the Lord. I sure did. Yeah. They kind of said two masters. Okay. Says what is Matthew 6. Oh, my Lord. In the second to the fourth verse. No man can say two masters. For either he will love or either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Matthew, the sixth chapter and the second through the, well, the second through the fourth verse. Can't serve two masters. They serve that. They're trying to serve two masters. They want that money now. You want to serve God and the money too. You can't do both of them. You either be for God or it should be for that money. And we need to find homes, and we got two or three cars, a double garage, a three-car garage, a double with two-car garage, a double. It's a three-car garage, and some of them got four-car garage. Children got cars. You got a car. Your husband got a car. All your children got a car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what's that? Well, you can't judge people. You don't have to judge. They judge themselves. Somebody not serving somebody. No. Because you want to keep up that house going. You're not serving God like you're supposed to. You know what? And I don't have to say nothing. You sure can't serve God and money, too, for a material thing. You don't take all that. You don't know how people live. Okay. I don't have to. You're not a God. You don't know. Okay. I sure don't know. But I know what the word said. You can't serve God and money too now. You can't serve two masters. That's for sure. Now, which one is your master? The money or God? Now, you can't serve two masters. You can't sell the fence. And some of these folks in these bad neighborhoods, some of these people are really serving God. They're serving God. They are serving God. Well, God wants his people to be blessed. What it say, the poor be with you always? But they are serving God. They're God's people. They're serving God. Yes. You know what it's like. Oh, my Lord. And look, some of us used to love to eat out, you know. You know, sometimes you live sometimes you're not making that much money when you live in some of these neighborhoods that, you know, not well, you know, in bad neighborhoods. Let me say, some things you can't afford to eat out. But sometimes in these high society neighborhoods, we eat out, to go here to this restaurant, that restaurant. This Bible had cut out a lot of that, haven't you? Hasn't it? Mm-hmm. Some of them probably never would be wanting to eat a restaurant anymore. Mm-hmm. But some will, some don't. But I'm not too fond of eating in a restaurant because I'd be wanting to clean out the table myself, and you know, I'm not too fond of eating at the restaurant these days, you know, myself. Not right now. I'm not too fond of sitting down at the table eating that. If I do, I want to get my spray and my sanitizer and clean the table, clean the leg, clean the doorknob and everything. Mm-mm. Praise the Lord. Praise God. I'm talking about that is a bad neighborhood. Yes, I know these boys hanging around these stores up front. You can't even get in some of these stores. These young guys hang around. Hang around. Can't get in. You know? Flash your purse, rob you. Get out your car, rob you. Hijack your car. And you don't need that. You don't get out your car without locking it up. You at least don't leave your car or your keys in the car. You at least don't have your door unlocked. And I'm just going in the store. You lock that door. You lock the car. You get gas. When I get gas, I lock my car. I lock my car. I sure do. I lock my car when I'm getting gas. So before it's split stuck and the enemy come and dump that car and everything. I said, how hijack the car and stuff. And I try to have a spray or something in my hand. I don't even do that more often, too. Have some spray in my hand. Just spray in the eyes. Spray in the eyes. My God, my God. Fine Lord. And calling on the Holy Ghost. So, no. I'm talking about living in a bad neighborhood. Don't pray. Don't pray for the people in the bad neighborhood. You left the neighborhood. You don't even pray for your sisters and brothers and your loved ones and friends. You know. And some of them don't even want to move out. You don't even invite them in. You don't even invite them to your house. You don't even invite them to your apartment. All that life is life. That's life. That's life. You have to be careful how we tread life. We got to tread life. We got to careful how we walk this walk and talk this talk. And I'm telling you, You know, trying to make it in is something else. Trying to make it into heaven is not an easy task. I mean, you're not going to walk through this world and do everything and don't do what God wants you to do with no compassion for people. And want to make it to heaven. I know they're in a bad neighborhood. We got to pray for them and church their heart. Yeah, something like I said, something for saved. Christian people, God people in the neighborhood. Some of these senior citizens, they can't go out. They can't go anywhere. And the children, they're young. Husbands are getting married and, go and move out to a nice neighborhood. But you know what? What I see, and what I know. But the neighborhood is bad, true enough. And you got to be careful how you walk down the neighborhood, true enough. But you know what? When that son wants that money, and his car tags are due, and the wife is overspent, and he needs his car tags, or need to pay insurance, I don't care how bad that neighborhood is. He gonna go over there. If he had to watch his car while he's in that apartment, get that money from his mama, or grandmama, or auntie. So he can get pay the money for his car tags, or just pay a bill. You go over that then. Now, you might not tarry too long, but you're going over there to pick up that money now. But yet, it's still in the ghetto, though. It's still in the ghetto. But you want that ghetto money. And you take that ghetto money back into your fine houses, and you get in your fine car, go to your fine condominium. Go out to this fine restaurant, you eat out, But yet you got auntie money, grandmama, mama money, and mama money. From the ghetto. Bad neighborhood. All time we look up to a bad neighborhood is just when we want money. From someone that gonna lend us money and give us money, and half the time you don't pay it back anyway. You're not gonna pay that money back to your auntie, your grandmama. Are you elderly mother? No, you're not gonna pay it back. No, you're not. You lie. You lie to get it down in the ghetto. Down in on the bad neighborhood. You call down there on your cell phone on your way out, on your way down there, mama this and then mama this. And how you doing? How you doing, poo poo? Yeah, mama, Come with a sad story. In the ghetto now, bad neighborhood. You going down there and get that money from the bad in the bad neighborhood now. It's still a bad neighborhood now. But yet when you want that money, it's not that bad enough where you won't go down there and get that money. You won't tarry long, like I said, but you're going to get that money now. walk around or whatever, even have to take the gun with you, you're going down there and get that money. Just let us be for real. From that old mother, that old saved mother. Yeah, baby, come on, get it. Come on, get it. I've been looking out for you. Mama, I can't stay long now. I just have to come and pick it up. That's all right, baby. Come on down. I'll be watching out the window for you. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. I know the story. Don't try to talk to me. I know the story. That's the way it is. That is a bad neighborhood, though. That's a bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So you want some money. Uh-huh. That's a bad neighborhood when, when the church is moving out. Get them another church, a newer church. Yeah. But you want that bad neighborhood, that mother that live in that bad neighborhood, to send money to their tithes and offer to your church. You don't have any compassion neither for them, neither. You don't pray for them. No, you don't. You don't pray for them. You didn't tithe and offer. Mm-hmm. Mother, okay. But sinning now, you know, there are many ways to sin it now. But some kind of elderly women, elderly people, they don't know how to sin it, neither. That somebody has to sin it for them. Sometimes the preacher might go and pick it up, who knows? You know, telling the man or whatever. Bad neighborhood. Talking about bad neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But they get that money. Mm-hmm. I think. Yes, Lord. You don't have to. See, they got many ways to get money now, but they're going to get money from that bad neighborhood. Somebody the bad don't pay for the bad, don't pray for the bad neighborhood. The people living down there, but they want that money. They go down there and get that money. They just call it on the phone or whatever. Mm-hmm, mail it. They got all kind of mail, how to mail it. Different ways of mailing money to you, to the church, you know. Yeah, they play their part. They know it'll be stuck up to. They know it'll be a high too. That's a bad area down there. That's a bad area down there. Mm-hmm, we know it is. Mm-hmm. But God got people down there. He got people in these bad neighborhoods. God got people. God got sanctified Holy Ghost filled people in these bad neighborhoods. And some of them God don't mean to leave. Somebody got to be praying down there. Somebody got to be praying in the midnight hour. Somebody got to pray. You're not praying for them. Somebody got to pray. My Lord. Uh-huh. Yeah. You get me out. Yep. Yeah, you know, God, yeah, he moved me out, but he ain't moved me anywhere else now. Not yet. After 20 years, I'm still the same spot. When I moved away from down that place where they broken me 2 times, I haven't moved since. I've been here 20 years. So I would say I won't move again, but I've been here 20 years. And he hadn't moved me. Praise the Lord now. Whatever, wherever we're going to be, going to be. But I've been here 20 years. I don't move fast. He don't let me move fast. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And St. Mark 9:23, Jesus said to him, "As thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth." Okay, Mark 10:27, and Jesus, looking upon them, said, "With men it is impossible, but not with God. But with God, all things are possible." Mark 10:27. These are hidden scriptures. My Lord. These are hidden scriptures. Reach up and get your healing. Get a hold of some of these scriptures. Hidden scriptures. You can repeat them over and over again in the name of Jesus. Okay. And Luke 9:2, and he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Oh, my. Oh, okay. Oh, my. Oh, okay. In that 5th chapter, in the 16th verse, then came also a multitude out of the city round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folks, and them which were bent with unclean spirit, and they would heal everyone. Oh, God. Oh, healing. Oh, God heal. He heals now. Lord knows he heals. He heals. Son of my love, we're going to pray. Let healing take place in this city. Let healing take place over this broadcast. Yeah, you sick. You need healing. You need deliverance. You need problems work out in your life. Things not easy on you. By the name of Jesus, as I speak over this airways, let it go far and near, Father. Let your anointing flow over the airways, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the atmosphere, let it flow down. Let it go in the atmosphere. Let it go from place to place, Father. In the name of Jesus, let it touch whom you wanted to touch and bless who you wanted to bless, Father. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Every kind of all kind of sickness, all kind of ailments, ties and problems. Here, Father, into me. Name of Jesus. You all we got to depend on. Oh, we got. We don't have anybody here that can heal, that can deliver, that can set free, that can work miracles after miracles after miracles. You're a miracle worker. In the name of Jesus, heal. Oh, God. Heal, Lord. Heal, Father. Touch, deliver. Name of Jesus. Go in the operating room. Look down on my brother, Lord. Look down on his throat. Heal him, Lord. Oh, let healing take place in that throat, Father. In the name of Jesus. Satan, take your hands off. In the name of Jesus. Let that hoarseness leave. In the name of Jesus. Come against that hoarseness. In the name of Jesus. Come against that cut. Let healing take place. Let healing in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord. From crown his head to the same of his feet. Save him, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Move in their household. Bring peace and harmony. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, touch him. In the name of Jesus, right now, wherever he is, whatever he's doing, let him feel your anointing, let him feel your presence, Father, in the name of Jesus, touch his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch him, Lord, in the name of Jesus, touch his throat, ah, yes, see, in the name of Jesus, touch him, Holy Spirit, oh, get all over him, save him, fill him with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. We got to call on you, Lord. You always got to call on, Lord. Nobody else can do it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We need you. We need you in this midnight hour. We need you in the daytime. We need you in the nighttime. Oh, Jesus. Look down on your people. Bring healing on the sound of my voice, Father. In the name of Jesus. All kinds of healing. All kinds of sickness, Lord. We got all kinds of sickness here, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, touch, Lord. Touch, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let healing take place. Let healing take place. You know where they are. You know what they're going through with, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. In the name of Jesus. Get in them, Lord. Set down the Holy Ghost in them. Set down in the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Bring harmony. Bring peace to that body. Ease the aches and pain, Father. Stop the bleeding, Father. Stop the bleeding, Lord. Oh, yeah. See. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, shut up the wound. Stop the cut, Father. In the name of Jesus. Set free and deliver, Lord. Ah, yeah. In the name of Jesus. That your will be done, Lord. Say. Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Touch. Oh, God. Oh, now come against that nicotine demon that got the smoke, that gathering spirit. Come against it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I speak deliverance in the name of Jesus. Oh, take the taste from the mouth. Take the desire to gamble. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Take the desire away. Take the desire, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Let the will be done, Lord. Touch and move. Father, in the name of Jesus. Bring finance, Lord. To these different churches that need finance, Father. In the name of Jesus. Let the will be done in the life, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bless this broadcast. Oh, God, anointing the more. Anointing the Lord, the more, Father. In the name of Jesus. You gave it to me, Lord. Anointing the more, Lord. Oh, let it spread far and near, Lord. Let the word go forth, Lord. Let healing take place over these airways. Father, on the sound of my voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, my Lord, my Lord.
Oh, God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus.
Either I'm gonna trust you, or I may.
just Lord. Cause you get tired, honey. You shed your last tear yesterday. Let it be yesterday. Get over that. Some stuff is still carrying, still crying over spilled milk. It's spilled. You can't do nothing about it. They made your last tear yesterday. Just keep crying about the same old thing. He either coming back to you, yes, he's not. He either coming back to you, yes, he's not. Go on. Just go on. Give it to the Lord. Go on. If he doesn't come, if they don't come back to you, if their wife doesn't come back to you, if the husband doesn't come back to you, shed your last tear. Leave it alone. You done shed your last tear. You get crying over the same thing over and over again. Honey, leave it alone. Well, you can talk. Look, well, every day now I can talk because you still crying about something that won't happen. If it will happen, let the Lord work it out for you. That's why you give it to the Lord and share it, honey, and say, Lord, it's in your hand. That's why it said, I cried my last tear yesterday on this same old mess. Give it to the Lord. No, you haven't given it to the Lord. That's why you're still crying. Got headaches and migraine headaches and you can't sleep at night. Give it to the Lord. Give it to the Lord. That's the only way we can do it. We can't survive. We got to give that thing to the Lord. It's too heavy for us. The load is too heavy. We got to give it to the Lord. And if you don't know how to give it to the Lord, ask God, God, help me to give this problem to you. So it's taking you down. It's taking you down. You're looking old, your hair getting gray, or is your hair falling out? Oh, God, you get lines in your eyes and your faces and stuff. Look, wait a minute. You got to think about yourself. Give it to the Lord. We got to give it to the Lord. That's all we can do. We got to give it to the Lord. What else can we do? What else can we do? You can't work it out. I can't work it out. And they can't work it out. Who else can work it out but the Lord? Wake up and smell the coffee. Wake up and smell the roses. You know, I know. Sometimes we got too much of somebody else anyway. Just our heart. If we want to love God like we love some of these men and some of these women, you know, things would be much better. You're crying, and then maybe you love some of these children. Love Jesus. Love Jesus like this. Love Jesus. Let him be your all in all. Love Jesus. Love him. All this stuff. Get everybody involved in that stuff. Same old thing. Sometimes people get tired of hearing it too now. Sometimes people get tired of hearing the same old problem. I'm telling you what I know. Yeah. This is Betty Hare talking about that is a bad neighborhood. Yes, it is. But Jesus is in the midst of it. Somebody, God got somebody in this bad neighborhood. Somebody is this time.
Your need, and you said, I know, but tomorrow, I'll give my life tomorrow. I thought about today, but it's so much easier to say tomorrow. I know, but
Yes, Lord. Oh, my Lord. This is Van Betty Harry bringing you Skinny Prosperity. Yeah, this is the Skinny Prosperity broadcast. You might hear some strange noises. This man decided to cut my yard on Sunday evening. I have to tell him, look, I come on broadcast at 5:30 and trying to cut my yard this late, you know. So you all might hear some, if you hear some strange noises, that's where it come from. He's cutting that yard. Now, I don't know if he's come through this broadcast or not. I'm letting you know, he's cutting the yard at 5:30. Started at 5:30 while I'm on this broadcast. I got to tell him, talk to him, wait a minute. On a Sunday evening, 5:30, look, making that noise and stuff. So if y'all hear some strange noise, you know this, I can talk to you. If you hear some strange noises, he cutting grass. He cutting the grass now. He cutting the grass. He said, gotta cut it before, what's that, before I get behind. Just call me today. I'm ready for my broadcast, you know. So, okay, so I'm going to see if y'all hear it. There's some strange noises. That's what it is. He's cutting the grass. He's cutting the grass. My Lord, my Lord. The devil's busy. The devil's busy. The devil's busy. Just cutting away. Look at all that noise. Yes, this is Van Betty Harris, Main City Prosperity. That is a bad neighborhood. That's what we talk about. That's what I'm talking about. That is a bad neighborhood. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But God got people in that bad neighborhood. God not gonna all these people in these bad neighborhoods. God got people in these bad neighborhoods. God got people in the ghetto. God got people in the ghetto. You hear me? God got some people in the ghetto. And then if you think it's bad, if all of them left, it will show up be bad. God got some friends people in the ghetto. Yes, Lord. If you took out the praying people out of you, you thought it, huh? It will be bad. Show up and all the prayer warriors go out. All the people that believe in praying, it go out shoot. You really have a problem. My Lord, my Lord. Yes. My God, my God. Oh, my. Yes. Betty Harris. Yes. Yes. Not easy. I tell you too. It's not easy. So many problems. I have a problem. I have a problem myself. Y'all pray for Evangelist Betty Harris. Yes, Lord. I'm just doing what God told me to do. That's all. That's all I can do, and I'm scared not to do it. I ain't really scared not to do it. Really bad. Wow. Lord, Lord, make way somehow. Yes, I'm coming to you from Miss Tennessee. This is Betty Harris. Oh, I'm talking about that is a bad neighborhood. Oh, Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity to come before you all. Yes, Lord. Yeah, cutting this dress. Why my broadcast is on? You know I did you too. Oh, must be. The devil. I know the devil don't want me to bring it, but that's all right. Oh my. Let me see, power and blue. Oh my God.
Now tell me what can wash away my sins. I know that it's nothing but the blood. Jesus, hallelujah. And what? The reason I say, oh, precious is the blood that makes me
Thank you.
Lord in the blood. Yes, Lord. Show his power to this is Benjamin Harris. Thank you, see the prosperity broadcast. Let us pray, let us pray. My Lord, God is so good, God is so good. And let me see what we got here. Okay. My Lord, for Lord. God is the jealous God. Let me read this scripture. Praise the Lord. Exodus, the 20th chapter, 4 to the 5th verse. You cannot make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. You should not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, I am a jealous God. God is jealous. Who you gonna serve? But as me, my house, I'm gonna serve the Lord. Who you gonna serve? Who you gonna serve? We haven't decided who we wanna serve. We wanna start up in. Mother, not with the Lord. You can't serve two masters now, look. He's a jealous God. And you're not going to serve two masters, him and money too. You're not going to straddle the fence. You have to make a decision. Have to make a decision. You know, we don't have to make a decision. We think God is crazy and stupid and silly. We can't make a fool out of the Lord. We tried. Think God don't see everything and know everything? He knows and sees everything. Too close. Yes, Lord.
Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings, your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life, I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror.
Praise the Lord. We're going to have a 90 second. Let's pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those who tune me in every Sunday evening from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30, tune in to see the prosperity broadcast. On the same, at the same time, praise the Lord, say the same. God bless the people that are tuning me in. Bless them, Lord. Work the things out for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And write me, post office box 75160. And this is my guest calling in number 347-850-1971. God bless the people that tuning me in. Bless them. Work things out for them. Move in their finance, Father. In the name of Jesus. Work a miracle in their behalf. A supernatural miracle, Father, in the name of Jesus. Don't leave a stone unturned. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Touch their body. Touch their body, Lord. Touch those eyes. Touch those ears. Touch those nose. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those feet. Oh, God. Correct the feet. Correct the feet, Father. In the name of Jesus. Those joints. Those sweating in the joints, Father. In the name of Jesus. Sweating in the legs. Sweating in the ankle. Oh, God. Bless, Lord. Bless. As I go off the air, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bless the people. Bless the people, Father. Bless them, Lord. Touch them on the sound of my voice, Lord. Touch in the name of Jesus. And ayah, in the name of Jesus. Touch them, touch them, touch them. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. My Lord, 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 my Lord.